This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I'm thinking about how sometimes our faith can be laced with a little doubt. In Mark chapter 9, there is a man who brings his son to Jesus for healing. But Jesus turned to his disciples and instructed them to heal the child. Now, by this time, they had witnessed Jesus healing the sick and casting out demons many times before. The disciples, however, tried to heal this young boy, but they failed. And Jesus scolded them. He said to them, "You faithless people, how long must I be with you until you believe?" The response of the child's father is what resonated so deeply with me. He said, "I do believe, but help me not to doubt." And these are the words that I struggle with, because often I will have a plan A in mind, and I will go to God and say, "Father, if it is your will, please allow plan A to happen." But then immediately I start settling in my mind for plans B and C, because I doubt that plan A will actually materialize. So sometimes with each new open door or opportunity, there's a new opportunity to doubt, but that's what we must do away with. And so the words that I will use to inspire me are, "Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him." Mark 11:23. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, let your faith be pure and not laced with anything.